That state election in 2 weeks' time will help set the scene for the federal election, which will be in one Saturday in May. We don't have the date yet, but the Morrison government has been buffeted today by its 50th losing news poll and also more pressure on National Party leader Michael McCormick. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
So the Morrison government's fallen further behind Labor in the latest news poll, Michelle. It's now 8 points adrift, two-party preferred. That would translate to a loss of 18 seats if it was a uniform swing, which never really is, I suppose. But the government's strategy to hammer away at Labor on boats and on the economy doesn't seem to be hitting home with voters. Is it time to change strategy or has time run out?
I don't really see where they can go with a new strategy. It's just not a plan B in sight. So I think that we will see the same strategy. I think what we will also see, of course, which is part of this strategy, is the big, big fear campaigns on every front that the government can get them going on. But probably it's too late. I think it's always important to put a qualification in that things can turn around in a campaign, and we have seen that historically happen. But I think also everyone you run into everywhere, people who are not interested in politics, seem to be anticipating a change of government.
And partly one reason for that, Michelle, I think for the voter disengagement has been all the leadership fracas and the disunity and the chaos that we saw, particularly last year, but spilling over into this year. Now we've got this story that National Party MPs, some of them, putting the pressure on their leader, Michael McCormick. Barnaby Joyce is backing his Queensland colleagues who are calling for the government to commit to supporting a new coal-fired power station for central Queensland. I mean, are we seeing another leadership challenge spill out here? Is one now inevitable? And is it possible it could happen before the election?
Last week, I think, when the report surfaced of people talking about a change before the election, one was inclined to say, well, surely that's couldn't possibly happen. But I think that the talk has continued in the last few days. I'm not saying it will happen, but there's no doubt that there's a lot of destabilisation going on within the Nationals. They almost all think that Michael McCormack will not be leader in a few months. The question is whether it's before or after the election. I still find it almost incredible to think that the party would roll a deputy prime minister in budget week, but there's no doubt that there's agitation, and Barnaby Joyce says he won't get a spill going, but he'll stand if there is one, and he is very, very much in plain sight at the moment.
Well, he certainly is. I mean, this call for a coal-fired power station that puts pressure right on Scott Morrison's shoulders, who's trying to help, you know, build up the Liberal Party stock in some of its inner city heartlands around the country, where an announcement of a new coal-fired power station would be electoral poison, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. They're not keen on coal in Victoria, and we know that there are a number of vulnerable seats there. There's even been talk, of course, of Josh Frydenberg's seat, really a blue ribbon Liberal seat. I don't think he's in any danger, but the fact that people talk about normally totally safe seats shows that Victoria is a major worry, and to be talking coal down there is not a happy prospect for Scott Morrison.
Michelle, last week Malcolm Turnbull weighed in on a few fronts. One of the things he came up with was there was no question that Liberal Party had a serious gender inequality issue. Last night, former Liberal, now independent Julia Banks doubled down. She told The Project that when it comes to women, the Liberal Party is decades behind the business world. And when asked why Malcolm Turnbull was replaced, she said it was based purely on self-promotion, nothing to do with the nation's interest. It was purely an act of revenge.
In the business world, if you laid out the three CVs on the table, Peter Dutton, Scott Morrison, Julie Bishop, you'd turf the other two out and you'd say, she's the one. And Julie Bishop is the Prime Minister we should have had, and we never will have. Scott got up and made a speech and pointed to the photographs and said, there are men up on that wall, and there'll be a woman there one day. And I remember Julie saying, which century?
Pretty revealing. Julia Banks speaking to Lisa Wilkinson on the Sunday Project, Michelle. So, you know, it just all adds to this swirling discontent around the Liberals' position with women, doesn't it?
I think it's a problem that they just can't address successfully before the election. Clearly, Scott Morrison has been trying to patch this over, but whatever he does seems to backfire. He made much, for example, of the promotion of Linda Reynolds to cabinet the other day, but his new cabinet minister gave an interview on Sky yesterday, which was a bit of a train wreck. So everything seems to work against him making any progress. And indeed, ironically, Julie Bishop has become sort of part of this women's problem for Scott Morrison, because she is giving a lot of interviews. She's out and about everywhere, and she's always asked about this. She's highlighting the difficulties, and she stands there as a contrast with everyone knowing that she's more popular than her male colleagues.
Everyone, there's survey after survey that keeps showing that result. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.